Oh, the good feeling is going to last a long time, because people start talking football, a fall sport, we start talking about it in the spring as the draft approaches. So it's a year-round popular sport here. For me, it's been, I was 13 years old when we last won an NFL championship. So to win, it was some long, long overdue. And for these young people who've never experienced a Super Bowl, a champion, a football champion in the city, which is unbelievable. But here at McGillan's, if the place, and I imagine every other bar in the city, erupted immediately upon winning. Of course, there was a lot of Eagles cheers and Eagles songs, Fly Eagle Fly. And then you blinked and the whole place emptied out, because we're right near Broad Street, where the major spot for celebrating. And I don't know, but there was probably hundreds of thousands of people out there last night.
Yeah, and I believe you've taken it easy on your staff, and there'll be no alcohol testing today.
Exactly. And then today, surprisingly, we all expected a very quiet lunch. We're in the downtown business district. We expected a very quiet lunch, and lo and behold, the place was filled up again at 1 o'clock, amazingly.
Well, you mentioned that the Philadelphia Eagles fans will be talking about it for a while. I think the whole world will be talking about this Super Bowl for a while. It was an extraordinary game. It was such an attacking and open affair, one of the best Super Bowls I can remember.
You know, there's never been a passer who has passed for over 600 yards and not won that game. Tom Brady passed for 618 yards and did not win. It just shows you what an amazing game it was.
Yeah, and a lovely moment too by Nick Foles, who was just extraordinary, stood up to the pressure as well. But he delivered a heart-filled message about gaining strength through adversity and leading Philadelphia to victory less than 2 years after he pondered retirement.
Yes, he did. He did. And, you know, we traded him away for a first-round draft pick. And Nick was not a first-round draft pick. He was down lower in the pool. And but we got the Sam Bradford, and then we traded Sam Bradford to Minnesota, which enabled us to trade up to get our Carson Wentz. So it's an amazing turn of events. So now we have two great quarterbacks.
So you mentioned the parade. What will that entail? And will it probably be one of the biggest ever seen in the city?
It'll definitely be the biggest one in our city. And chances are very high that it will be the biggest one anywhere ever. Because when the Phillies won in 08, 2 million people came out for the Phillies. That's our baseball team.
Yeah, yeah.
This, people are predicting that it's going to be more than that, possibly 3 million or more, which is amazing. It's going to start at the stadiums in South Philadelphia, and it's going to go all the way up what we call Broad Street, the main center street in Philadelphia, and then out to our parkway, which is like the Champs Elysees. It's a very green kind of area, but we do a lot of parades there. And it's going to end up at the Art Museum, where Rocky ran up those steps. So it's going to be an amazing, amazing day.
That's a lovely segue, because we mentioned Rocky yesterday, that he was the underdog story. But there's probably a bigger underdog and upset. You were confident yesterday, but in your heart of hearts, did you really think they were going to do it?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because we have these sports talk shows, and every expert in September predicted in Philadelphia, they all said they're going to be 8-8, they're going to be 7-9, they're going to be 9-7, 10, whatever. None of them predicted this season. And then, lo and behold, last week, every one of them were saying, we're going to win, we're going to win, we're going to win. So that made me scared to death. I was scared of that, because they were so wrong in September. How are they going to be right in February?
Well, Chris Mullins, thank you for talking to us. Try and get some rest eventually. And go the Eagles, hey?
Go Eagles, and go Ben Simmons now. We could talk about the 76ers and our Australian star.
Yeah.
And the meat pies are serving down there. They are. They brought them in just because of Ben Simmons.
If the 76ers win the NBA championship, now then you have an underdog story.
That is most improbable. Thank you.